John Warren Over, in continuation visit with Mr. and Ms. Eastman this Sunday morning, the 4th of November, 73. Just a little bit on Channel 1 Over with Mr. Eastman. Just a little bit. Channel 1 Over this Sunday morning, the 4th of November, 73.
Down to your place.
What?
She said we don't have any down to our place.
Sit down there a minute and get your breath. Let me give you a little more.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Say, how am I going to get that jacket off of you to get it washed?
Wash it with
You'll have to wash the wear the wampus, I guess, and give me a chance to get that washed.
Just wash it.
That's
when
he got. When was it? You got that all covered with oil. Where was you working?
Oh.
I forgot.
Well.
Miss Eastman, this has been a long time. They just working the pants off of you down there.
Yeah.
You don't get to sit down much, do you?
When you sit down and look at the paper, that's about all.
And sometimes I get to bed at night and they call me over at the restaurant, something's gone wrong over there. Sometimes, they call me in the morning before I get up.
Well,
they've got so that they don't call unless they just have to.
From the restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, but tell you, take Claude, you know, Claude is sick, and God, he can't do anything.
He's helpless anyway.
She's just as helpless, and they take the help, they don't want to do anything anyway.
And they don't know enough to start with. He even has to go out there, and go over there and clean out the grease, you know, around the stove there. They wouldn't do it. He has to go do it.
He has to?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You know, they had a big canopy over the top of the stoves there.
I remember that.
They're 4.5 feet wide, see,
yeah.
And I think it's 14 or 15 feet long. The big one, you know, see, and Jesus, that really took the stuff out. Well, you know, they got this, Dixon got in down here as restaurant inspector. And that is too big. You got to cut it down. You got to cut off about 3/4 of it and then put in some grease filters in there to catch the grease, see, so they couldn't get outdoor. Well, what the hell harm is that grease going to do if it did get outdoor?
He just wanted to show his authority. That's him.
So I had to go. I got Bill Gloss to take me to Jacksonville, up to them wholesale places to get some of them filters, because that was the only place you could get them. I tried down around Ocala and one thing and another there, and they said that Orlando didn't have any, not any wholesale. So, in the meantime, I went down to the Bremer restaurant to see what they had in there in their kitchen, and they were the nicest people in there. Why? They wanted me to see everything in the kitchen there, and if they could tell me anything, they would help me on any of that. They were ready to do it and one thing and another. And
you mean down at that big Bremer restaurant?
Down at the Bremer restaurant.
Well, you wouldn't expect that down there, would you?
No. Well, they used me the nicest in there, you know, and went all through the kitchen, and they showed me all this and that and the other and how the things worked and one thing and another. And they were talking about this Bill Dickerson making so much trouble in one thing and another. The fellow was showing me down there. He says, you see that big fellow over there with the white hat on? You know, he had one of them chef's hats on. I said, yeah. Well, he says, you know, he's an Italian, and he ain't always in the best mood. He says, you know, Dixon comes in here, and he says he hasn't happened to go to him yet. When he goes to the other one, He tell him, "Now, I'm Bill Dixon. I'm the restaurant inspector here. I'm going to be here for dinner. I'm on a diet, and I want my stuff cooked just so-and-so." Well, he says, you know, he comes in, here he goes to that fellow and tells him, he says, you know, he's going to put one of them bowls right down over his head, he says, and if the bottom comes out good, it'll make him a hell of a good collar. And he says, old Dixon will go down on the floor, and about the time he comes up, he'll go down again. So that's what they think of him down there in Ocala. He's just a mean, he wants to show his authority, you know, see?
Things that, you know, that's just out of reason, you know, that he'll make them do.
So, Jesus, I had to go and get them filters, and the plug off about three-quarters of that and put them filters in there. And then I had to make some, like an eave trough, like, to go on the outside on either side, so that if any of that grease come down, I'd catch it. Well, sometimes them damn things get about half full of grease in there, you know. You know they want any of them cooks or one thing or another take them down to clean them out. No, but Jesus, their business is cooking. It ain't cleaning up in there. And they got a fellow that cleans up nights, and they got he won't do it either. So, Jesus, they holler, and I have to go over and take them down, take them outdoor, and clean them out with hot water.
Mr. Eastman, I'm sorry you told me that.
Huh?
Just trifling. Just trifling. Yeah. Now, they ain't all that busy down there.
Down the restaurant?
Yes.
You'd be surprised how busy they are down there.
Are they busy?
Oh, and how.
Hell, I've seen it in there when there'd be a dozen standing up waiting to get a place to sit down and eat.
They are. They're really busy.
Well, good Lord, Claude can't afford to go out of business with all that.
Well, it's their health. That's why they want to go out, or they want to sell out. But.
Well, you know what would happen if he sells out. They'll put one of these hamburger chains in or something like that. You don't want a hamburger chain around there, do you?
Or I don't think they would there. They might in some places, but that's too big an outfit there for just hamburger. But they did talk there at one time, but I guess that must have fell through, that they was going to put in an Italian restaurant up the road a ways there, just this way from 318. But I think that went over toward Bellevue.
That fell through.
Because I read in the paper the other day.
Over to Citra.
No. Well, this fellow went to Citra?
Well, I don't know.
No, Lake Weir, I think it was, that I read in the paper about a restaurant that just opened up over there, Italian. And it struck me, and I bet that was that same guy.
Well, it might be.
Because this place had just opened up over there. And the way they described it, it would... about the same amount that this fellow talked about.
Yeah.
Mrs. Eastman, did your boy take after you in these auctions?
Oh, he's a CPA there, and he's a head bookkeeper for a wholesale plumbing house.
Oh, really?
No, he's a cripple anyway. He couldn't go ahead and do
it. He's only got one leg.
Well, but he goes to the auctions.
Goes to auctions?
Uh-huh.
Not very much.
Well, who got your television?
Well, that's
no,
his son-in-law.
That's his son-in-law.
Oh, son-in-law.
His daughter.
Well, that's his daughter.
Yeah, over there at Summerfield.
Well, they live down here to Summerfield.
Well,
they live up to Bellevue to that auction there Friday night. And
who's the auction man? Your daughter or your son-in-law?
Neither one of them. They just went there to the sale.
You see, they was looking for a.
I know that, but still, you don't run the auction, but you were pretty good.
Well, I don't know.
They both liked the auction.
I don't know which one did bid it in.
He did.
But they both take in the auction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both go into that.
Yeah.
Well, hell, that's a handy thing. Look at that stove there for $7.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stuart was the one that bought it. He bid it up to 35. No, what was it? 20. First they started at 25, wasn't it?
I don't know. I mean,
then it stopped at 35. And now the fellow ran it up to 35. Well, then in order for him to get it, he went up to 40.
Yeah.
And got it.
Television.
I swear.
That one that they brought us.
Now you hadn't expected anything like
we
that.
We didn't even know it. Wasn't even thinking about it. Well, he was. He had it in his mind, but he didn't tell me until after they brought this one.
Yeah.
He had a notion to stop to look at one the other day, and then he didn't take time.
Yeah.
And then that night, why? Here they brought this one in.
You like the color?
Why? I don't know. I ain't too crazy about it.
That's a byword with
huh?
you. That's a byword with you. I'm getting your number down,
what?
Pat. Everything. I'm not crazy about it. I'm not too crazy about it.
Well, I think
it
ain't
only that.
We
every little while.
Mr. I'm going with you a little ways. Mr. Eastman, tell me a little about Johnny Palmer before you go.
Huh?
Tell me a little about Johnny Palmer before you go. I haven't been out there in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
No.
Old Johnny's still living and doing good.
Yeah.
And
piling stuff in there, guy widening.
He's getting an awful bunch of stuff in there.
Oh, you mean?
I don't know what the heck that man's idea is. Now, you take, I see yesterday, he had 4 dozen bundles of hose that just come in there. And pitchforks and dun forks, and my God, the damnedest bunch of that stuff he's got in there. And he's bought in a bunch of wood stoves. He says the fuel shortage gets pretty short. People are going to cutting wood.
Yeah. Well, you know they've been looking for wood stoves before that and couldn't find them.
Yeah.
Well, he's got them in now. Of course, I don't know how long they'll last, but he's got them.
You know, these little old...
Well, we put in an air conditioner with a heating element, electric.
Oh, yeah.
So we can use either the oil or the electric.
Well, now that's more like it, ain't it?
Yeah. I put one of them in down there, you know, and I can get up in the morning and go and flip that
18,000 BTU.
And it'll warm it up there pretty quick.
Yeah. Well,
we've seen you again.
Yeah, Ms. Ethan, so glad you came.
I'm going over there to see that fan, see?
All right.
Channel 1 over, the end of visit, Mr. Eastman and Ms. Eastman, this Sunday morning, the 4th of November, 73. Just a little bit on Channel 1 over, just a little bit on Channel 1 over, about 100, 200 at the most, this Sunday morning, the 4th of November, 73, the end of the visit with Ms. Eastman, and a little bit on this side on Mr. Eastman.